Gertrude, Queen of Denmark, becoming a widow by the sudden death of King Hamlet, in less than 2 months after his death, married his brother Claudius, which was noted by all people at the time for a strange act of indiscretion, or unfeelingness, or worse. For this Claudius did no ways resemble her late husband in the qualities of his person or his mind, but was as contemptible in outward appearance as he was base and unworthy in disposition. And suspicions did not fail to arise in the minds of some that he had privately made away with his brother, the late king, with the view of marrying his widow and ascending the throne of Denmark to the exclusion of young Hamlet, the son of the buried king, and lawful successor to the throne. But upon no one did this unadvised action of the queen make such impression as upon this young prince, who loved and venerated the memory of his dead father almost to idolatry. And being of a nice sense of humor, and a most exquisite practicer of propriety himself, did sorely take to heart this unworthy conduct of his mother Gertrude. Insomuch that, between grief for his father's death and shame for his mother's marriage, this young prince was overclouded with a deep melancholy, and lost all his mirth and all his good looks. All his customary pleasure in books forsook him. His princely exercises and sports, proper to his youth, were no longer acceptable. He grew weary of the world, which seemed to him an unweeded garden, where all the wholesome flowers were choked up, and nothing but weeds could thrive.